This is the Legacy Minded Leadership Podcast, and we're your hosts, James and Maria Collins.
We are on a mission to help you answer the divine call in your life, to experience transformation for God's glory, and to advance His kingdom.
The world needs more people who are confident in their identity and are living intentionally to fulfill their life's mission.
Your legacy depends on you leading yourself well and taking action towards a clear vision for your life.
Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will."
We are here to help you renew your mind so you can stop chasing the things of this world and start living a purpose-driven life that is uniquely yours.
We want you to experience abundance in all areas of your life, but it's not just about you. It's about leaving a legacy that endures far beyond your time on earth.
God has entrusted you with unique gifts. You get one life to use those gifts to leave a lasting impact for generations to come.
Your legacy begins now. Now.
Welcome to the Legacy Minded Leadership Podcast. We are your hosts, James and Maria Collins. Hello, James.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. You ready to talk about standards today?
I am.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go. So as you've alluded to already, our topic today is standards, which I don't think is a topic that most people spend a whole lot of time talking about. So hopefully this will be something that is enlightening for our listeners. If it's the first time that they've really spent any amount of time thinking about standards. But for those that run in the same circles as we do, they've probably heard about some standards before, and hopefully we share something today that helps them think a little bit differently.
You said it's something that is not talked about much, but is so important. And you're probably living by some standards. Mm-hmm. But which standards are you living by?
And that's the key for our message today is to be intentional about setting the right standards for your life.
Exactly. That's why we're here, to help you understand and ask yourself questions. Why do you think the way you think? Why do you live the way you live? Why your actions are certain ways, and help you see life and yourself in a different way with a second set of eyes within what the Bible says, who you are and how to live and have and experience the abundant life that God has for us.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Can you define what that is for us?
Yeah, so standards are defined as ideas or things that are used as a measure, norm, or a model in comparative evaluations. So usually when we think about standards, we think about, first and foremost, ethical and moral standards. So these are standards that guide human behavior. They're shaped by cultural, religious, and societal norms. So for instance, things like being honest and having integrity and showing respect for others, these are ethical standards that are common in today's society. Moral standards could be things like don't steal, don't kill, don't cheat. These are all moral standards. But what we want to talk about today is more personal standards. So personal standards are standards that each person gets to set for themselves. And they are based on values. We talked about core values in a prior episode. And I think a lot of times people will use standards and values interchangeably. And I think that's easy to do, but they're different. So your values demonstrate what you value most in life. Your standards are, how are you upholding those values? Mm. Your standards are the ideas or the ways that you're going to measure your success in upholding your values. That's what a standard is.
I like that. It's a way for you to keep track of how you're living your life. Am I going closer to my standards, or am I living way out of the curve? Where am I at? Mm-hmm. So how to measure, how to evaluate, how to analyze, mm-hmm. how to reflect on the way I am living my life now.
Right. And a standard really is like the minimum expectation in any area of your life. So what we're going to focus on today and talking about personal standards are things like standards of your behavior, standards in your appearance, standards in how you perform in different areas of your life, standards in how you communicate with other people. And these, again, are baseline expectations. They're the minimum expectations for how you're going to act or perform in any area of your life, or they set the minimum expectation for what you will accept from others. So that's a really great way to think about standards, is it's the minimum baseline expectation that I expect of myself and of others. And they are tied to my core values.
I like that. Okay. So what are some of the standards that we're going to be diving in today? I see that we have here behavior, appearance, performance, communication, discipline, relationships.
Yeah. So let's give some examples of standards in life that can help the listeners connect a little bit better. We talked about standards of appearance. I'm in the corporate world, and this one resonates with me because I often go in the office and I see some of what people wear to a business setting, to an office setting. And I'm kind of taken aback because I think, who told this person or what made this person think that what they're wearing is appropriate for the office? I see people who come in and look like they should be lounging at home because they're wearing like sweatpants or a sweatshirt type material, which is not very professional. Or on the opposite end of that, I see people who look like they ought to be at a club rather than in a business setting. And so standards for your appearance can be as simple as saying, all right, if I work in an office job, I'm going to wear slacks to work every day. Or like for me, I wear a button-down shirt every single day. I wear jeans to the office, but I wear nice jeans. I wear sneakers to the office, but I wear nice sneakers. And usually it's with a sport jacket or, you know, something like that. But having minimum expectations for how I'm going to look based on where I'm going is important. For myself, I don't like to leave the house in anything less than a nice pair of jeans or a nice pair of shorts. Like going out of the house and unless I'm going to the gym, like going out of the house in sweatpants or, you know, something like that is just not something that I will typically do.
That's a good point. When you talk about that, right? One thing you said was, who told that person that that was okay? That person might not know what the standards are, right? What the minimum quality of professional dress could be, right? So could be that could be that person's reality. So we live in a world that is so easy to find out what you're looking for, right? We have Google, we have so many ways that you can look that up. For example, if we get an invitation of an event that has a dress code and I don't know what that is, I go to Google or I go to Pinterest and look up what are those looks are and how should I dress up in a way to meet the standards for that event, right? So if you're going to an interview, if you're going to your first job or, you know, a new job, whatever that is, make sure at first you have one chance to make a first impression. You better be more dressed than less dressed, you know, professionally. To a first time showing up to your job. When, for my case, I am Maria Collins, I'm a coach, I'm a speaker, I am my brand. So wherever I go, there I am. So as I worked on my personal brand, my colors, what I want everybody to perceive of me, how I show up, how I go everywhere, I always have that in my mind. So now when I buy clothes, all of that, my personal brand is in that. That is my personal, but also there's a standard of who Maria Collins is, who a speaker is, who the coach is, how she shows up, how she speaks, the tone of her voice, right? How she relates to her audience.
Yeah, and I don't think most people think of themselves as a brand, but it's important to do that because everywhere you go, there you are.
Yep.
You're bringing yourself wherever you go. And if you, if people can start to reframe the way that they think about themselves in the same way that a company thinks about the brand and the image that they're putting forward, that will help you connect to these minimum standards in your life for how am I going to dress? How am I going to act? How am I going? Am I going to be on time to an event or to work? Like somebody who is constantly late to things has a poor standard for timeliness in their life or punctuality. Standards in how we communicate with each other are really important. These are standards that I wish more people would focus on setting a set of standards for themselves and how they communicate, because communication and there's so much power in our words.
Yes.
And so much of human interaction and relationship building is based on strong communication. And so setting standards, minimum expectations for what you expect out of yourself and out of other people when it comes to communication is so important. But so many people just operate by default. They operate based on models that they've seen in their lives, you know, communication patterns of other people, influential people in their lives. And not many people slow down and take a step back to think about how do I communicate and what are minimum standards I'm going to set for myself for communication. So for instance, for myself, not cussing, not using curse words is a standard that I've set for myself. This isn't a standard I've always upheld throughout my life. It's just over the last basically since Zoe was born.
No, I remember one of our first conversations when we first met, because cursing between a man and a woman relationship, it was a big no-no for me. And I remember being very clear to you and say, that will be no cursing. That is a no. It's unacceptable. I remember we having this conversation. But yeah, it became more for you after our kids were born, because I remember we having a different conversation then, like, do you want your kids to curse at a little age, right? At when they start talking, the first words came out of their mouth is a curse word. If that happens, it's because you're hearing that, especially from their parents.
Yeah, and I heard that all growing up, you know, in a number of different circles at home, at school, with the friends that I rolled with. I heard curse words all the time. That was the standard back then for me.
That's a good point. You're saying, I heard that all the time around me. So you were being, your standards were being influenced by your environment, by the people that you were surrounded.
They were default standards. I let other people set the standard for my communication because I was modeling the standards that they had set. Instead, we didn't really understand that we were doing this when we first got together, but you talk about, like, you said, hey, I'm not going to accept us cursing at each other.
Yes.
Like if we're going to be in a fight or in an argument, we're going to do it in a civil way. We're going to do it in a respectful way. And we both agreed on that. That was us together setting a standard for how we're going to resolve conflict in our relationship.
Yeah.
And I can say, I don't think we've ever gotten to that point where we're like calling each other names and cursing at each other.
No, you had curse if I can count in a few fingers, but that was it. Yeah.
Yeah. So not very often, but that's because we set that standard for ourselves. And even when those things did happen, the very few times that they did, I came back to apologize because that's not the standard that we agreed on.
Yeah.
And that's a really good point too, to illustrate for the listeners is, standards can be aspirational. They don't have to be things that you every single time, you know, without fail, you're just operating with excellence all the time, but they ought to be things that you're striving for.
Yeah, because we're humans again, right? We will make mistakes, but it's about when you make the mistake, right? Do you shake it off and go back to doing the right things that you want to do it? Right? That's what God does. When you make the mistake, just acknowledge, repent, and turn away from it.
Yeah. One of the, staying on the communication standards piece, one of the things that our pastor, Pastor Keith Kraft, says is a standard that he's created for accepting feedback or accepting criticism. His standard response is, thank you for correcting me and making me better. Mm-hmm. And so that helps him in the moment reframe rather than getting defensive, which is a lot of people's standard reaction to criticism or negative feedback, is immediate defensiveness, immediate justification of our actions. Well, Pastor Keith teaches us to just in the moment accept it and say the words. Let your standard response be, thank you for correcting me and making me better. Now, you can still have the freedom to go back, mold that feedback over, take from it what you will, dismiss what you don't agree with from it, and choose your actions going forward. But I think that's such an intentional standard that he's set and that he teaches for how to respond to criticism.
I love that we got this topic now. And I was reading the book of James this past week, and there's so many good nuggets on the book of James in the Bible that helps you create standards if you don't have them yet. He guides you and help you how a proper way to live your life. And one big lesson for me was James 1:19. It says, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger. Mm-hmm. Like you're saying, you listen, take the time to chew on it. Don't allow your emotions to take the best out of you, and you just spout the words with the emotions right back into the person, which we have done a lot of that. We know how that goes, and it doesn't go anywhere. And I remember growing up, and my dad would always tell us, God gave you 2 ears and one mouth for a reason. Mm-hmm. You're made to listen more and speak less. And that's a lot of wisdom in that. And I grew up with that. And I love to just observe and see and watch and speak less and learn from others.
Yeah, there's several proverbs that talk about that as well, about the, you know, wise men versus foolish men. And the foolish speak more than they listen. The wise listen more than they speak. Another standard in communication that is one that's really near and dear to us is positivity over negativity. Mm-hmm. And not complaining is a really high standard to set for how you communicate. But it's one that's really important to us because we understand the value of positive thinking, the value of and the power of positivity in what we speak out. And so we've set a core value for our family of gratitude. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to live a core value of gratitude, then we have to set a standard where complaining isn't allowed.
And it's not that you don't bring up your issues or your feelings, but it's the way you bring it up. Right. For example, in our case, when we need to point it out something about each other, we strive to bring it out the gift first, right? You're very gifted in this area, but here's an opportunity for you, right? I see you're passionate about this, but here's an opportunity for you. I see you want to do all the things, but here, you got to be focused for a little bit and let's move forward in this way.
Yeah, we teach our kids a lot too. Speaking of the complaining versus gratitude, it's easy to complain about things in life, right? There's always going to be something in our life that isn't exactly how we'd like it to be. So if all we're doing is focusing on the negative and negativity is coming out of our mouth, complaining about the things that we don't have. And again, I bring up the kids because we see this a lot in our kids where their perspective is focused on all the things they don't have or all the things that they don't get in that moment. And it's up to you and I to reframe that perspective for them and help remind them of all the things that they do have to be grateful for. And we have this conversation often with our kids to reframe that and to reset the standard for them of what comes out of their mouth. And practicing gratitude as a core value, but from a standard of communication, not allowing negative speak and complaining to be a norm.
And that core value came for me. That was when, you know, I struggled my life in focusing. My focus was always in what was I lacking, what was wrong, what was I missing, right? So when I made the decision that God showed me I needed to be more grateful, that's why when I create that core value, that the standard I set for myself is I want to have a grateful life, because gratitude can change your circumstances, your perspective, your heart, your emotions. It can change everything. It's about where you focus on. Mm-hmm. So that's, yeah. And that there's the great book, The Gap and the Gain, mm-hmm. that I love. It's one of my favorite books. And I love the way he talks about, and we have brought that up in our own lives. Like, remind ourselves, are you in the gap or in the gain? You're in the gain when you're focusing on the progress, on the good, mm-hmm. on the positive, on the things, on the wins, everything. No matter what it is, you're focusing on that instead of what didn't turn out the way you wanted, or what did the growth that didn't happen, the things that didn't go the way you wanted, right? There's always something for you to be grateful for. So I love that book.
Yeah, we even taught our kids the difference and what that meant, being in the gap or being in the gain. And so now I'll ask Zoe, are you in the gap or in the gain? In the gap.
She gets upset.
She does.
Okay, let's go into why. Why is it important to have standards?
Sure. So as always, we like to go to the Word of God. Mm-hmm. I think the entirety of the Word of God is a standard for living.
Yes.
It's a standard for living righteously. It's a standard for living life the right way. And that's what the Word of God is for. That's why the Word of God was given to humanity, to help us understand the standards in all aspects of our life, mm-hmm. and how we should live. Yeah. So there's ethical standards in the Bible. There are moral standards in the Bible. And there are several personal standards. We're not going to get into that, to all of that. What we are going to talk about today is, I want to just help paint a backdrop for why standards are important, mm-hmm. so that people can start to understand and connect to why they need to be intentional and take the time to think through what standards they're setting for themselves in life, rather than operating by default, start to operate by design through intentionality and setting their own standards for, again, minimum expectations of what they expect from themselves and from others. Romans 12:2. We use this verse a lot.
Favorite verse. It's the verse for the podcast for sure.
Yeah, it is a core scripture for mm-hmm. our podcast, certainly. But just to remind our listeners, Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will." So with that verse in mind, I'd like to take you to 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, where it says, "For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world." Skip forward in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, says, "Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness." Skip ahead again. 1 John chapter 5, verse 3 says, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome." So if we look at the entirety of the Word of God in the Bible as a standard for how we ought to live, these are God's commandments. And 1 John chapter 5, in that verse 3, it says, "For this is love of God, that we keep his commandments, but his commandments are not burdensome." If we're living by a default set of standards in our lives, living a biblical standard for our lives will seem burdensome. But if we start by being intentional, that's what being transformed by the renewing of our mind is mm-hmm. we stop to think about how we're thinking and what we're thinking about. And we set standards for ourselves rather than living by default. We are intentional about setting the standards we are going to live by. And those standards are not the standards that the world throws at us, like 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 talks about. The standards of this world are the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, the pride of life. These are the standards that are set by the world. And those of us who want to live above those standards, who want to live righteous lives, we've got to be intentional about setting standards that are above what the world's standards would have us living by.
Yeah, and what you're saying with the flesh, right? It is easier to just allow and do the things as our flesh, our body, our desires want. And that's easy. If you were choosing to live with standards, especially the Bible standards, mm-hmm. you will have a challenge at first. But the way that it happens is by you creating your relationship with the Lord and falling in love with Him. Mm-hmm. When you fall in love with the Lord, you love Him so much that there's no way you don't want to do the things mm-hmm. that He teaches you, because He loves you back, and it's a loving relationship that He teaches you the way to live. Mm-hmm. And when you're allowed to surrender the desires of the flesh, you're able to be free.
You find joy in exactly. keeping His commandments rather than burden.
And the message of the world is different. It's like, you got to allow your emotions. You got to do what you feel like it. Yeah. No, you don't.
Focus on you. Focus on what makes you feel good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And the gifts of the spirits, right? One of them is self-control. And self-control is a very important gift, and it's a very important standard to have in your life.
Yeah.
You pre-decide what your standards are, and then you have the self-control of not doing the things you don't want to do it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what other people are doing. It doesn't matter where you are. You keep the standard. Like you were saying before, you were cursing because everybody around you were doing so. But when you have the standard, doesn't matter what people around you are doing. You will stay within your standards. But I just want to point it out how you decided to live by the biblical principles, like how we did. And we haven't done this our whole life. Right. So it's never too late. It's just about you making the decision, growing that relationship with the Lord. And you will live this way, and you enjoy doing mm-hmm. so.
That's right. But it starts with you, again, being intentional about setting those standards for yourself. And where my values come from, where your values come from, and where the standards in our lives start mm-hmm. is from the Word of God. Yes. And it is chock full of standards in every aspect of life. Mm-hmm. If you're struggling with what standards should I have in a certain area of your life, go to the Word. I promise you, you'll find a story, oh, yes. you'll find a character, you'll find an instruction through the Word of God that will give you a standard for that area of your life, whatever it is.
Yeah. And
go ahead.
When you have the standards, right, it will bring you clarity and direction, right? Mm-hmm. It will help you to know how to act. And going back to the beliefs, right? It's going to help you with your values, with your goals, with your priorities. It will bring so much clarity and direction for you to live your life.
Absolutely. And that's, again, it's what intentionality does mm-hmm. is it helps clarify and give you order in how you think about your life and how you live it.
It will also give you self-respect.
Mm-hmm. One of the key things to understand with standards is whatever you permit in life will persist. Mm. So whatever you allow will continue to happen until you say no.
Yeah.
Right? And so from a self-respect perspective, you will gain self-respect by living to a higher standard mm-hmm. for yourself, but you will also demand respect from others mm-hmm. by setting high standards of what you will accept or what you will permit from others.
Yeah. I like the next one that talks about healthy boundaries. That's a big topic for me, and I help so many women to deal with that. And I had to learn that myself. Mm-hmm. But it's so important to have healthy boundaries, and your standards will help you to say no to things, not allow people to take over your time, your agenda, your schedule, your life, because people will do that unless you set the boundaries and unless you set the standards. And with women, we're so loving, we're so caring, right? We're moms, we are wives, we are always giving. It is easy to lose that self-respect and healthy boundaries by giving so much. Mm-hmm. After Noah was born, I had to learn to create my own habits, my time for myself, my self-love, because I was giving so much that my cup was empty. I didn't have anything to give. And then I was just overwhelmed and sad and feeling like I wasn't being myself. I couldn't love or give. I wasn't happy. By finding those times and creating the habit and the space to care for me first, to fill my cup, so then I can pour into my kids' life, into you, into my clients, into my friends, into mm-hmm. everybody that comes into my life, by setting those standards that I matter, I'm important, I gotta care for myself first.
Yeah, you were also setting healthy boundaries when, like before, at the beginning of our relationship, when you set a standard for how we're going to communicate in times of conflict mm-hmm. and what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. That's setting healthy boundaries through setting a high standard for communication in a relationship.
And the relationship part, it's important, right? Because while we were researching on standards, I was researching, the first thing that popped up a lot was standards for relationships. And we were talking about mm-hmm. this. I was like, if you don't have the standards of the partner that you want to have, if you don't have standards for yourself and for your person, you won't be able to see the red flags, right? You won't be able to have the right conversations before you commit to being aligned with the person that is not the right person for you, right? We are people that we have room to grow and improve, but there's a foundation that needs to be put it together when you get into a relationship, before you get married and commit and make the covenant that you will live it forever together. Mm-hmm. And when people don't do that, I have done that many times in my life, like overseeing the red flags, or like, no, I can fix that person. That can change. That will change later. No, that will not. There's things that will not change. And mm-hmm. the red flags are the Holy Spirit telling you, this is not for you.
Yeah, it's good. Another reason why having high standards or being intentional about setting standards for your life is it helps with decision making. We talked about this with setting core values as well, is mm-hmm. it helps you to make non-decisions, or at the very least, it helps you to make easier decisions, easier choices in life. So when you're presented with two paths forward, but you understand what your own standards are, it helps you make choices that are aligned with your standards and with your values mm-hmm. so that you're more consistent in how you live.
Yeah. And then you're like, the more you do those things, the same things based on your standards, the more you get engraved in your subconscious and the easier it becomes, right? If you don't have standards, you're going all over the place. It's just harder.
Yep. And then finally, setting standards helps you from a self-improvement standpoint. We talked a little bit earlier about setting aspirational standards for yourselves. Maybe these aren't things that you're living day in and day out today, but they're standards for your life that you want to be living. Mm. So they're aspirational standards that you set for yourself. We didn't spend a lot of time on this earlier, but we took some notes on standards of performance. I want to go back to that a little bit because I think it speaks to this idea of self-improvement, using standards to mm-hmm. improve yourself. So when we took notes on what standards for performance, common standards for performance are things like waking up when your alarm goes off, mm-hmm. not hitting the snooze button, working out X number of days per week, or maintaining daily disciplines. I often talk about daily disciplines and daily routines in a number of different areas. As a leader in corporate America, I talk about daily disciplines with my team because there are certain reports that we need to be looking at every day to keep our finger on the pulse of the organization. There's certain actions we need to be taking on a daily basis. There's things that we need to be communicating to each other on a daily basis or on a weekly basis to ensure that we stay in lockstep. But also from a leadership and ministry standpoint, I talk to the men in the men's ministry that I help lead all the time about setting standards for being in the Word, and reading the Word of God every day, setting aside time to pray and to meditate on the Word of God. I think that's a piece that people often miss is, you know, God tells us, don't just be a reader of the Word, be a doer of the Word. Well, yes. In order to be a doer of the Word, you need to understand the Word.
So, you need to read the Word.
Right. You need to read it. But a lot of people would just read kind of on a surface level and just gloss over the words on the page. And it's like this check the box mentality of, well, I read my two chapters today. Well, what did you get out of those two chapters? Mm-hmm. How did you allow God to speak to you through that? And so
how can you apply that in your life?
Mm-hmm. For me, it requires me to meditate on it. Uh-huh. And the Bible says to meditate on the Word. So don't just be a reader of the Word, meditate on what you read. Ask God to speak to you through His Word. And you can do that in daily prayer as well. But those are three things. Those are three standards that I've set for myself as far as my own relationship with God is I'm going to read the Word daily. I'm going to take quiet time by myself to meditate on what I've read that day and allow God to speak to me and allow mm-hmm. that to transform the way that I think. And I'm going to pray every single day because that's my personal way to connect with God and to grow my personal relationship with Him.
You're talking about that, and there's a funny way that happened. I think it's funny. It happens to me all the time. I read the Bible in the morning and I'm like, okay, I don't really understand how this will apply or why am I reading this right now? But throughout my day, I will interact with a person or with a client or something will happen that what I read in the morning, it's exactly what I needed for that mm-hmm. time. And I was like, okay, God, I got it. Now I understand why. And it makes totally sense. And that's what it is. The Word is alive. Mm-hmm. It's alive. It will speak to you exactly what you need at that moment. And it's just amazing.
Yeah, but again, you've got to be intentional about it. You've got to set the right standards for yourself. And I think a lot of people struggle with that, especially those who are new to the faith or new to reading the Bible. I think they struggle a lot with that. And the Bible's hard. I mean, there's a lot of difficulty in understanding, like, why would God allow some of these, mm-hmm. you know, stories, especially in the Old Testament? It's like, why would God allow these things to happen? Well, the Bible is so complex. It's so deep. And that's one of the things that I teach often in ministry as well is I rely on people who have spent their entire lives studying the Bible. I go to commentaries and mm-hmm. I read commentaries from biblical scholars who have devoted their lives to understanding all the complexities and interconnectedness between these different stories of the mm-hmm. Bible. And there's so much about the time and place that these stories were written that we lose the context over time with these things. So if you don't, as part of like meditating on the Word for me is doing my research and learning through others who have devoted so much time, effort, and energy to exploring these stories and understanding the context. And then they help explain it in a way that I can then relate and understand this is what this story is about. This is what this story is trying to mm-hmm. teach me. And I get way more out of every story and I get way more out of reading the Bible through that. And mm-hmm. I just want to encourage it, especially if you're new to the faith or if you're new to picking up the Bible and reading it, is don't do a cursory read of the Bible because it won't do you justice. It won't do you as good as, you know, if you read something that you don't understand or if you read something that kind of hits you in a way that makes you think, I wonder what that means. Like, I wonder what the purpose behind that is. Just make a mark on it. So it finish your reading for the day, but you know, highlight it or make a note for yourself to go back when you're done reading and research that more.
Yeah.
And
I like to use the YouVersion Bible app to read the Bible. And there's like scriptures that I don't understand. I love that they allow you to compare the different versions. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I read one version I don't understand, but reading the other ones, it will become more clear to me what that is. Mm-hmm. So I love that.
Great. So let's go into how. So how can people start to develop their own personal standards.
Reflect on your values, right? We talked about that. That's why everything that we talked about before, it piles up one episode after the other. And then, you know, reflect on your lives, on your beliefs, on the life that you want to have, mm-hmm. right? Go back to your vision. What kind of life do you want to have? What are the values? What are your core values? What kind of standards you should have to become that person able to live the life that you want?
Yeah. Another thing to do when you're starting to set standards for your life is I often encourage people, like, look at somebody who has what you want in life. And if you're in close proximity to that person, go have a conversation with them and ask them, like, what disciplines have they set for themselves? What standards have they set for themselves in different areas of life? Use that as feedback for setting your own standards, to give you a model mm-hmm. for what standards you ought to set for yourself. And then again, be intentional and set those clear standards. Write down standards for yourself. Maybe you start with standards of communication, like we've talked about. No cursing, yeah. No complaining. Practicing gratitude on a regular basis.
Always saying the truth.
Yeah, telling the truth. Like set these kind of minimum standards for yourself in areas like communication or with your physical health. Romans 12:1, sorry, says, I plead with you, brothers and sisters, make your bodies a living sacrifice that is pleasing and holy to God. Your body is a vessel of the Holy Spirit. Your body is a vessel for God. How we treat our bodies is important, right? It's a way to honor God through the gift that he's given us of our bodies, which is a vessel. It is a temple for his Holy Spirit. And so set standards for yourself from a health perspective.
Yes.
Set standards for what you're going to allow to come into your body. Mm-hmm. Set standards for working out or, you know, using your body in a way that keeps it healthy, keeps it fit, keeps it strong, keeps it able to do the things that
clean.
God may call on you to do mm-hmm. in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a temple for the Holy Spirit. As you mentioned that, what came to me was in the Bible, when they talk about in the Old Testament, when they talk about the temple where the veils and, you know, all that you had to do, there was like layers of things to get in there. That was so important and protected.
Mm-hmm.
Now, after Jesus, we are the temple and we should treat ourselves, our body, as they did in the Old Testament mm-hmm. and care for it.
Yep.
Because we are carrying the Holy Spirit inside of us.
There's a whole study there, and I'm writing a book at some point in the future. I've got an outline for it, but talking about our bodies being a temple, and there's a pattern for what the temple meant and how to care for the temple through the tabernacle. Started with the tabernacle with Moses, mm-hmm. but then the temple that Solomon built was modeled after the tabernacle mm-hmm. in the wilderness with Moses. Through the design of the temple and what's kept in the temple,
yes.
what's allowed in the temple, the cleansing before exactly. you're allowed to enter into the
yes.
temple. Like all of this is a
the
model
rituals
for
that you needed before to be in contact with mm-hmm. God, right? Now we are the ones who carry the Holy Spirit inside of us, and we need to treat ourselves as that temple.
Yeah. And so again, it's just another example of how understanding the Word of God mm-hmm. in a deeper level will help you set the right standards for your life. And when it comes to taking care of your body, there are standards for what you should be eating, what you should be drinking, what you should be doing as far as exercise and keeping your body fit and strong.
Another one of how to get your standards is to hold yourself accountable.
Yes.
You can do it yourself, or you can get a partner, or you can get a coach, something that it will hold you accountable. That's one of the power of coaching that I see over and over again. It's when I'm working with somebody, they move so much faster than they would ever done on their own. I help people write books, and I ask them, how long have you wanting to write this book? And they say, my whole life. And I'm like, why haven't you done? And we create a plan, and within a month or two, the book is done. So it's about accountability, mm-hmm. just deciding what you want to do, just taking the steps and move forward.
That's so, right. And having a coach or a mentor or somebody, a spouse, mm-hmm. a friend beside you, and communicating what your standards are to that person and having them help hold you accountable is really powerful.
There's another one that helps me all the time. It's the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
I pray and I ask him to show me right then when I'm not acting the way I should, for him to show me that I'm doing something that I shouldn't be doing. And he helps me a lot of times and I get right back on track.
Yeah, and it's important to practice self-compassion mm-hmm. along the way as well.
Absolutely.
Give ourselves grace. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's going to be perfect and execute, you know, at the top of their standards 100% of the time. So give yourself grace, but don't give yourself an out. Don't give yourself so much rope that you're constantly missing the standards. But if you miss from time to time, give yourself grace in that. Redirect, refocus, and, you know, keep pushing forward towards that standard.
Yeah. And like you're saying, I always think in self-love, self-compassion, and caring for yourself, you will make mistakes, especially if you're starting to do something that you've never done before. And I think I say this every episode. It will be challenging at first. It will be something you've never done. But the more you do it, the easier will become. Mm-hmm. And every time you, I don't want to use the word fail, but you don't act the way you're expecting, just acknowledge and keep moving. Mm-hmm. One of the ways that I remember the way I taught and the way I think is before, it's that exercise, like, when are you going to start exercising? Oh, I'm going to wait until Monday. And this is Wednesday. Why are you going to wait until Monday? Mm-hmm. Just start it tomorrow. Like, there's no, I'm going to wait until next Monday, next month or next year. No, you have the chance to start tomorrow. Just start it. Exactly. So if you didn't do it the way you wanted it to do it today, tomorrow is a new day. You wake up, is a fresh start. Start over. Do it again. Keep moving. Keep going.
Yeah. And just remember this, we're going to kind of bring this to a close here, but remember too that this, like many things in life, is part of a journey, mm-hmm. right? So there's going to be a process here of self-discovery and self-improvement when it comes to setting and meeting standards in your life. So again, you know, being self-aware mm-hmm. is key.
Yeah.
It starts with awareness of what standards am I living by today? And are they standards that have been set for me, or are they standards that I've set for myself? Mm. That's where it starts. And then start to recognize those in different areas of your life and start to be intentional about setting your own standards for how you're going to live, because the standards that you set for yourself will determine where you go and how far you go in life.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Thank you for being with us. And we hope to see you back here
next week.
Yes.
God bless you.
Bye. Until next time.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here. If you enjoyed this episode, please review, like, subscribe, and share it with someone you think would benefit from it. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for Legacy Minded Leadership on your preferred platform. You can also email us directly at legacymindedleadership@gmail.com. If you have any questions, or if you're interested in learning more about individual coaching with me or Maria. Until next time, stay focused on your purpose and remember that God loves you and He has great plans for your life.